Hello my friend, greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. It is by the grace of God we become who we are. Unless the believer lives a life with Christ in God, he or she can become an authority of their own to others around them instead of living a life of a loving disciple. Many modern day preachers have become dictators, dictating their desires to individuals and to groups. But Jesus never dictates to us in that way. Whenever our Lord talked to his disciples, he always prefaced his words with an if, but never used forceful or dogmatic statements like "you must." Discipleship carries with it an option to choose and reject. Consider how Jesus gently restores Peter after he denied him three times. See how Jesus diligently counsels the woman at the well. Contemplate on how Jesus gracefully admonishes the adulterous woman. Examine how Jesus tactfully consoles Thomas's doubt. Discernment may be simply defined as the ability to biblically decide between right and wrong, between truth and error, between good and evil. It is the ability of every Christian to exercise discernment. The focus of discipleship is total devotion to God. The disciple's focus is total surrender to Christ. The discipler's focus is total commitment to the calling. In dictatorship, one person makes all the rules. It is not uncommon to find dictatorship at home, school, business, and sadly at church too. Spiritual dictators often make the audience hostage of the situation to prove their point. Be aware of religious dictatorship that puts the yoke of spiritual abuse driven by guilt. Jesus said, "Come to me all who are weary and burdened. I shall give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Disciple making promotes decision making that is based on freedom found in the Word of God to make choices that truly reflect the person and the power of Christ. Let us patiently practice what we so dearly preach. The Bible says in Acts chapter 5 verse 29, "But Peter and the apostles replied, 'We must obey God rather than human authority.'" Remember, my friends, your spiritual integrity is what gives you spiritual credibility. Shall we pray? Mighty God, merciful Lord, we bow before your throne of grace, author of everyday life and eternal life. We thank you for your great many blessings that you pour out on us. We pray this day, grant us, Holy Spirit, strength to obey your word and sustain us to submit to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.